Okay, we left off with Perek Tes Zayin Hilchos Machal Asuros, and we're slowly coming to the end of this section in the Rambam. We were dealing with what's called Davar Chashuv. Davar Chashuv is a food item that never actually becomes part of the mixture. It stands alone due to its status as being something important. The Rambam had mentioned previously that there were seven items that were considered Davar Chashuv. Now he returns to that, and Allah attests to qualify that by saying, the Rambam says anything that's considered davar chashuv that applies, let's say, to a certain locale could go on a gozei prach, rumen bedon, baris yisrael bozen ozmanim. For instance, referring to these fruits that exist or nuts that existed in that time in Eretz Yisrael, shehu oser bekol shehu levi chashivuso beosam makom ozman. So it's prohibited due to its importance in that place at that time, not objectively. Velohusku re'ilu, right? The only reason why these are mentioned, el lefi shehein osrin kol shehein mekol makom. Okay, these are mentioned, right? Because what it called their chashuv, no matter what. V'u'ad din lechol chayotza behem b'shar makomos. But of course, the din applies by other types of things, other places. V'davar baruhu shekol yisrona elam b'divrayim, and all these are rabbinical. So again, the idea by davar chashuv is that it's not it's except for these seven, it's not objective. You can have things that become davar chashuv depending on which culture and which society you live in at specific periods of time. Okay, now applying more halachas of tarovis, of mixtures, and we're going to be introduced to sveik sveika here. You'll see what that is in a second. Halacha yud, nafal rimon echa min tarovis hazos, l'shnei rimonim acherim mi rimonai bedan. So what's the case? So let's say I have a tarovis, a mixture of rimonim, of pomegranates, okay? And that if it came in that tarovis, there was a rimon bedan. So let's say I had a tarovis, a mixture of 99 regular pomegranates, and one of them was a rimon bedan. That means that tarovis is usur. Now a pomegranate from that falls into shnei rimonim acherim rimon bedan. Okay, that falls into two other rimonim that are permitted from rimonim bedan. Okay, benafal mina shlosha, and then from those three, one rimon echad falls out. The rimonim acherim falls out into another batch. Hareilu acherim mutarin. Those other ones are mutter. Why? Sharia rimon shel tarovis arishona batal barov. Because the previous mixture, right, the issue of the rimon would have been batal barov. Because remember, the first rimon to go in there was besafik. Then nafal min tarovis arishona rimon la elef, right, but from the first mixture, it falls into 1,000 kulon asur. Okay, lo namar batal barov. This is the key point. We only say batal barov, that the majority nullifies el lahatir sveik sveika. It's only there to permit a double suffix case, a suffix built off another suffix. Shem yipol min tarovis ashni al makom acher, because if it fell from the second mixture to something else, in oser, it won't become oser. V'chein kol yotza bezeh. Okay, sveik sveika is a very complex area, but that's an example of how sveik sveika would work. Alach yidalef. Now going back to these things that are let's say davar chashuv or orla. Excuse me, things that are orla. Alach yidalef nispatzu egozim elu shenesru kulan v'nei egoz orla shabinehem. Right. So let's say you have a case where these egozim that are usser, okay, because they are egoze orla, they're from orla, shebenem, onisparu harimonim, benispachtu. So let's say the nuts were, broken open, or the rimonim were broken open, or benispachtu al chavios, or the chavios he mentioned before, that are davar chashuv that are usser, are open, benispachtu at the luin, or the pumpkins were cut open, benisparsu kikaros, or the piece of the bread was sliced up, acher shenasru, after those things became usser. So again, let's look at the barrel case. If the barrel case was mutter, but let's say it's a barrel where it's chashash aser, and we say because it's davar chashuv, let's say that's opened up, okay? Hare elu yalu becham asayim. Then we revert back to one against 201, okay? It's a 201 bitzel rather than say it's not bitzel at all, okay? Because again, it's changed its form. Din lechasicha nevela shen niducha v'chol chatichas. So too, let's say you have a piece of nevela meat that you basically mince up into tiny little pieces and it mix up with other pieces. Vanasa kol kamoshihi ola b'shishim. And it basically, all the pieces then look the same, tiny little shredded meat, then we go back to shishim. Meaning that once you change the identity or the form of the davar chashuv, we kick back into the system of regular bittul. Alach yabez, if the officer lifts soa goes in mulfari monim l'tal chavios, we know this already. You're not allowed to go ahead and, let's say, destroy the status of the davar chashuv by, let's say, for instance, by the barrel of wine, opening it after it's usher. So I can revert back to the more lenient idea of 201. Because you can't mevatal iser lechatchila. And of course, if a person does that, the bittul works, but that individual cannot partake of that which he was mevata. Going back now to seor, to yeast and to spices. Okay, seor shel kilay karem shel truma. Let's say I have yeast that's from kilayim or truma shenaflu socha isa, right, and it falls into dough. Lo bazeh kedei lechametz v'lo bazeh dei lechametz. Right, and it's not enough in there in either of the cases above, either the kilayim or the truma, is not enough to go ahead on their own and be mechametz the isa. But let's say I combine together that little bit of seor of the kilayim and that seor of the truma together, when they're in dough, they can make it ferment. Osa isa asur liyisrael mutar zakanim. That isa becomes asur to Yisrael and mutar to kohen. V'chein tavlin shel truma v'shel kilayim karem. So into spices. Let's say I have truma spices and kilayim spices. Shenoflu socha kdera. They fall into a pot of food. So each one on its own, right? Well, if I just had the truma spice in there, you wouldn't taste it. But if it's had the kilayim spice in there, you wouldn't taste it. But together, they are strong enough to give more flavor, spice flavor to the dish. So the kadera, which is important, it's also to the Jew because he can't eat both the truma and the kilayim, and they're together, they form the spice. But the kohen can. He can eat it because he's only prohibited to the kilay karam, which on its own doesn't produce any flavor in the dish, right? And the truma is mutter to eat. So that's why the kohen be mutter in both cases to consume the food. So let's say you have two or three different kinds of different spices from the same min, okay? They're called different names. Or three different types that have one name. They can be combined together to as spices, right? To become usher, to usher the tarobes, and so too with yeast. So what's an example? So if I mix together the s'or of wheat and the s'or of s'orim, okay, and again, yeast isn't the best translation, but let's assume they're like sourdoughs, and I mix them together, okay, what I would say is that they're not min kishen amino, meaning we treat them as if this is the same exact min. Just as a reminder, kilayim means, well, let's say you grow together grapes and wheat as one. So in this case here, where I have seor shel chit and seor shel orim, since they're called seor, meaning that's the genus, and then the species is wheat or seorim, it's considered like one min, not like two separate objects. Harayin kiminecha, mitzarf l'sharbahen, kedei lechametz v'isa. And we can combine them together to say that they're fermenting the isa shel chitin, imei atam shem tam chitin, as long as the flavor of both of them is tam chitin. Ok de lechametz v'isa shel seorim, right? Or to ferment the barley dough, imei atam shem tam seorim, as long as the flavor of both of them is the flavor of barley. Alacha tesvav, now shlosha shemos mimin echad. What does it mean to have three names of something, three names from one species? Ketza, kagon karpa shel naharos, the karpa shel efer, the karpa shel gina. These are different kinds of parsley, okay? Afi shekol echa mehen shem ifnei atzmo, even though each one has its own name. It's parsley type A, parsley type B, parsley type C. Ho vehem min echa, they're one min, and therefore they're min star from the teva. Therefore, they're combined together as things when it comes to measuring spices. Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
In the case of the se'or, what if it had equal taste of chitim and se'orim, but not just one or the other?
You mean if I can taste, in other words, like this, in other words, well, you mean, in other words, if I can't taste the chita and the se'orah, meaning on its own, there's not enough of the chita and se'orah, then it won't be a problem. The tziruf must be where you can express as a unit.
No, but it said if you put it in chitim, as long as it has it tastes like chitim. If you put it in seorim, as long as it tastes like seorim, it sounded
right,
like okay, that was
right,
the dominant.
Right. If I put it in lechametz v'isa shel chitim, let's say I add them to the wheat dough, right, to ferment them. If the tam of both of them is tam chitim, right, meaning if the tam of both those fermenters comes out as tam chitim, right. Or the other way, meaning what allows them to combine together isn't just the fact that they are fermenters, but that they produce the effect in the various isas they're in is universal. You know what
right,
I mean?
What I'm saying, well, but the thing is, if they had both tom, if the fermenters had both toms because they're made from both.
Right. So so in that case, I don't think it would be a problem. The problem, I think, has to be where it's a unified tom. But it's a good question. Okay, lacha tezai. Now, isa michumetze shenafla sochas or shal truma or social kelikarim. Let's say now I have I have dough, okay, that is fermenting, okay, and what falls into it is or shal truma or shal kelai, okay, and one of the two, yeast falls into it, okay. Vechein kedira mitubelis. Let's say I have a pot that has spices in it, shenafla sochas tam shal truma or shal kelikarim, and let's say truma spices fall into that pot already. Okay. So again, I have, it's easy to think of the pot case. The pot case already is already spiced. Now more spices fall in, but they're truma spices. So again, dealing with the spice, if there's enough of the spice in there, okay, that I would be able to taste it. Okay. It would affect the kdera. Okay. Then I'll call asr. And there's not enough in there to cause that effect. Then we fall back to our regular shiurin abitzel, truma be'echad umeya, the orla kilaikarim be'echad masayim. So again, with truma, I would need 101 against it. And then by orla and kilaikarim, I would need 201 against it. But the main point is that when the talvin falls in order, if it would only make it usser if it was really had the power to, in a sense, override the present spices that are in there. That would be the halacha over there. Okay, halacha yitzayin. Now, truma, malas, or leves kelaikarim. This is one of the cool things, the flip side, to how bittul works. It just shows you how consistent the lachic system is. So truma can actually mevatel and help you with orla. How so? Ketzat, say a truma, shenafel atisha v'tishim chulin. So one say of truma, okay, one chunk of truma, falls into 99 chunks of chulin. V'akagach nafel l'chol chati seya sh'orla or shel kelaikarim. And then what happens is then let's say half a seah of orla falls into it afterwards. Ain kan isa orla below isa kilayakarim. We don't have orla or kilayakarim here. Why? Shere Allah be'echad umasayim, right? The alpha pisha mixes some masayim truma. When I add up the total, I can add the truma, okay, to the mixture, okay? Meaning that I can add the truma to the overall mixture. It start off as 99. I can add the truma to it, okay? Even though the truma itself is usser, but it can even starve the things in a mutter against the orla. Okay, so and you'll see these other cases very similar, but the point is truma can be a double agent. On its own, it could be usser, but it can also combine with mutter things to prevent the expression of a different isser. You'll see this by the orla as well. Halach yod ches, v'chino orla, v'kilai kerem, ma'al nisa truma. Orla can help truma. Ketzad, ne'a seya shal orla shal kilai kerem. So if I have 100 say of orla, okay, and they fall into 20,000 seah of chulin, okay? Nasis kol tarobis esrim elef umeya. The whole tarobis now is 20,100 seahs. And then after that, v'arachach nafal the chol mea seah, and then what fell into each 100 seah, one seah of truma, okay? Haria kol mutter, right? V'tala truma be'echan umeya. Everything's mutter, okay, and the truma is batal because you have 101 against it. The afal pisha mixa samea, even though some of those 100 seya hamal nosa orla kelakarim. Even though, let's say, one of every out of every 100 seya, right, is actually orla, and that's usser. But when so far as we mevata the truma, the orla can work with the heter. Halach yates v'chena orla malas kelakarim. Orla can help out kilayim. The kilayim is orla, and kilayim can help out orla. The kilayakarim is kilayakarim, and kilayim can help itself out. Orla is orla, and orla can help itself out. How so? Ketzad, masayim seya shal orla. If I have 200 seya of orla, or shal kilayim, shenafel arbayim elef chulin. So 200 orla fall into 40,000 chulin. And afterwards, v'achakach nafel l'chol masayim seya v'seya shal orla. And then afterwards, what fell into every 200 seya is orla, shal kilayakarim, hakol mutter. Why? Shekivan shebatal iso shenafel t'chila. Because once the initial orla fell in, okay, or kilayim, whichever one, bittul took place, nasa kol kechulin. The status of everything now is chulin, amutarin. So therefore, the additional that I add in of orla won't change it. And this is going to be very important when we get to what's called kama bittul. Basically, the principle is that once the bittul takes hold, once the tyrovis is mutter, in order to the presence of isser is in there, it's being mevatel, the question is, what happens if I add more isser? So in this case, we see adding more iser right, does not change the status of the Tyroas. We can mishayer the old Isser, which now became Mutter, against the introduction of the new Isser. Okay? We'll see this a little more later when it comes to Yayin Nesach. Okay, Allah Chachaf. Now, Beget Shetzavu B'Klipi Orla Yisarev. Going back to some of the issues of Orla, okay, so if I take a shirt and I dye it, okay, with the shells of Orla, I have to burn that shirt. Nisarev B'Acherim, okay, let's say this shirt becomes mixed with other shirts. Yale Becham Asayim, I have 201 against the original amount. V'chein Tavshel Shebishlo B'Klipi Orla, so too if I have a cooked dish that I cook with the klipas of Orla, upasha alfa beklipe Orla, or let's say I bake bread with the shells of Orla, ubiklai karam, yisar fatasha upas. I have to burn, for example, the bread. Shari haniyasu ni karas mehen, because the hana will be recognizable in the object. Nisavru ba'acherim, and they get mixed with other things, yalu becha masayim. I, of course, fall back to the 201 ratio. Allah chafal, fachim beget sh'arag bo male hisit, right, which basically refers to a mole hesit is a certain amount, about two etzbaos worth. Okay, so let's say I go ahead and I when I'm sewing a garment, okay, using a loom, I use dye that when that amount of the garment mole hesit is dyed shavu beorla with orla dye, vein yadua ezahu yaleb echad mas vein yadua ezahu, and I'm not sure exactly on that garment that was dyed with this dye. I don't know where that garment is. It's mixed up with other ones. Yalab echad masayim. Any 201 against that. Nisarbu simani orla b'simani heter. Let's say I have, there's the powder of the dye before it's liquefied. If that gets mixed up with mutter dye, again, yalab echad masayim. Any 201. Meitzeva b'meitzeva. Let's say the liquid dye that's orla gets mixed up with liquid dye that's mutter, then yivatal b'rov. In that case, rov would work in the case of orla. Let's say I have an oven and I heat it up with the shells of Orla or Kilai Kerem, Ben Chadesh Ben Yashan Yutsa. Okay, it doesn't matter whether it's a new or old oven. I have to, what do you call it? I can't use it until I cool the oven off. Then I can heat it up with wood that's mutter. Then Bishabal Kodam She Yutsan. Let's say I heated up food in there prior to cooling off from when it had Klipe Orla in it. Bain pas, bain tavshil, hareza asur b'hana, I can't benefit from the food I cooked. Yesh shevach, atzei iser b'pasul b'tavshil. The reason why is that the atzei iser, the klipa orla, right, the thing that's asur, made the food better. Garf is kolesh. Let's say I remove the entire fire, b'achrak bishal afa b'chomo shaltanur, and then basically I cook, there's no fire in there anymore, there's just the walls of the oven are hot, and I use that, hareza mutter. Why? Sharei atzei iser halkul lahen. Because the Atze Isser, the substance that's causing the thing to become us, or the fire, which is mixed up with the Klipe Orla, that's gone. So then that will be Mutter. Lach of Gimel, Ka'aros, Vikosos, Gderos, and Slochios. Okay, so these are silverware, plates, cups, etc. Shebishlan, okay, that were created, Hayotzer, right, by the, a pottery guy, right, Beklipe Orla, he used klipe orla in firing up the fire to make these blitzy plates. I can't get an offer them. Right. The reason why is that the these things are created new by something that is also to benefit from. So therefore, their creation involved, or part of the chaloshim, that density of their creation involves something that's asur b'hana. Okay, lachavdal. Now pas shebishal gabe gechalim shatzi orla. Let's say I take bread and I bake it or cook it over coals that are from wood of Orla. That's butter. Why? Kevan shenasu gicholim, once they turn into coals, like charcoal, halach yisuron, right? Then the original Isra leaves, afu pei shehen boros, even though they're still burning. Now, k'teva shebishol osa b'klipe Orla b'klai karem, uv'atzei heter arei hatashol aser. Let's say I have a pot of food and I'm cooking it over a fire that's a combination of both klipe Orla, which are aser, in mutter wood, then the tafshel is asr. The alpha piece is zev is a garem, okay, even though, what do you call it, one is, so to speak, causing the other, okay, which we'll get to what that is later on. Shevishash is basha machmas atze iser, at the time that it was being cooked from the forbidden, from the asr wood, adayin lo bo atze heter, the atze heter hadn't come into the picture, v'nimsa mixas abishol, the atze heter mixas ob iser. What we find out is that part of the cooking process was done by mutter wood, and part of it was done by usser wood. And that's why it's a problem. Okay, lach chafei. Now, netia shel orla shenis arba benetios. Let's say you have a plant that's orla, gets mixed up with lots of other plants that are mutter. V'chein arugo shel kilai karen barugos. Or let's say a pile of, what do you call it, of kilai karen with another pile, or a row, okay? Harei zeh loke lechachila minakol. Okay? The lacha is that you go ahead and you can gather all the entire produce together. V'mhaisa netia b'masayim netios v'aruga masayim arugos. Right, as long as after you gather together and you count it out, as long as the ratio is 200, okay, hare kol nilkat mutter. Everything you harvested is mutter. If it's less than that, everything's asar. Why do we allow the person to go ahead and gather all the produce together? Right, the reason, what should the halacha be? Halacha should be is that everything should be asar to him until he figures out where that usher netiya is. Shadavar chazaka. Okay, it's a chazaka, it's an assumption. She'in adam oser karma b'netiya achas. Because the assumption is a person will not cause his entire harvest to be prohibited because of one plant. And if he knew where the location of that was, of course he would remove it. God doesn't want his whole field to become usher. Allah chavav. Hamamid gvina. Okay, switching a little bit. Hamagvid gvina bisraf pigay orla. Okay, so what does a person do? He goes ahead and he has his cheese, and the cheese hardens due to this orla, due to some type of syrup that comes from the orla. Obikibas takrobas chakam, or you use the stomach of an animal that was used for the purpose of idolatry. Obichomets yayin shakam, or in vinegar that's made from wine of a non-Jew. Areza asur bahania, the cheese is asur to benefit from. Afapishu mimei shen amino, even though the cheese is together with something that's not cheese. The alpishu kolshu, even though it's the tiniest little amount, why? Shere dover aser hua nicker, v'husha aser oso gvina. We see, so to speak, not physically, but we see the effects of the dover aser because that's what's causing the cheese to be made. So even though the substance is very, very tiny, its role is significant in producing the shame cheese, and that's why it's a problem. Lachav zayin, now orla v'kilai kerem, dina perish alhen shiyisifru. Okay, when it comes to or lankilai karam, okay, anything that comes from it, okay, it needs to be burnt. Now mashkin shalahan yikbru, and any mashkin that comes from him, you have to bury. Because obviously you can't burn liquids, okay? That's how you would treat it when they're usr. Okay, now we get into yain nesef. If you recall yain nesef, even the smallest amount is a problem. Yain shenis nasek la'akum shenis aribim yain akol usr baniya. So yain nesek that mixes with other wine, all the wine is asr bana, b'kolshu, k'mosh b'yarno. Now v'med v'armorim, b'shehura k'yayin mutter al tipo sh'yayin nesek. So it's only where the wine that's mutter is poured onto a drop of yain nesek. Aval im ira yain nesek mitzilsel katan l'tzocha bor sh'yayin. Let's say I pour yain nesek from a tiny cup into a cistern filled with kosher wine. Afilu ira kol yom. Even if I poured that wine all day in, the yayin nesech, into the yayin mutter, kulo risha batal. Kamaka batal, risha risha batal means that every drop of yayin nesech that falls in is being mevateled, right, by the wine in the cistern, okay? Ira mina chavis, bein ira mina mutter, l'asar mina asar mutter. But if I pour it from a barrel, whether it's mutter to asar, asar to mutter, hakol asar. Why? Mesha amun hayorem bia chavis agada. The reason why is because it doesn't go in drop by drop. Rather, there's a constant stream that comes out from the barrel. So in general, again, the difference is, using a modern day terms, it's the difference between using an eyedropper to put wine into yain esek into yain heter versus pouring it from a pitcher. Now, these are stam yinam b'yayin. Let's say stam yinam, which is, again, non-Jewish wine, but not necessarily idolatrous wine, is mixed with regular wine. Hareza asur v'kol shehu b'shasiyah. V'yimkor kul akum. Right, it's also to drink any amount of it, right? And you got to sell the whole thing to a non-Jew. You take the money that you make off this wine, you have to abandon it, but you can benefit from the rest of the money. If one barrel of yayin nesek gets mixed up with other barrels, it's all asur to drink, but it's mutter to benefit from. Any money you make off it, you have to abandon. The same halach applies to a barrel of non-Jewish wine. Go ahead, Ron.
Yayin Nesach is also Bechol Shehu, right?
But it depends how the Tarobos emerges.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, why should, right, why should it be to Yayin Nesach. Drop?
Right.
What's that?
So it's a question of how it forms. I know it's a very complex sugya Bava Kama, but it's a really question of how the Tarobos forms. I know it's a wrinkle on how Yayin Nesach works. That's the halacha. If you dripped the Yayin Nesach into the, what do you call it, into this massive cistern of Yayin Heter, a Tarobos is never formed. It's always Bevata. But if you pour the Yayin Mutter onto a tipa of Yayin Nesach, then the Tarobos is also B'masha. It's a very funny idea. Trust me, I know.
I hear the description. It's just that the prescription is
100%. All right, let's see if we could push to the end of the parak. Okay, so we have five more halachas. So halacha lamin. Mayim shenis arba b'yayin or yayin b'mayim. Okay, now let's say I mix wine with the water or water with the wine. Okay, b'nosein tam. Okay, because remember, now we don't have min b'mino anymore. We have min mish'ein amino. M'day shehim min mish'ein amino. Right? Remember, the expression of tam can only exist when I use two different species. That's where the mutter mashke falls into the usser mashke. But again, here comes the principle. If something usser, right, bin falls into the mutter thing as she'en omino, rishon batal. We apply that same principle. As long as it drips in. For instance, if the water was worshipped. If someone worshipped the water as an idol or was used for idolatry, then the water would be usr. Halacha laman aleph. Now, bor shel yayin, if I have a cistern of wine, shenofo soko kiton shel mayim tchila, let's say a pitcher of water falls into the cistern of wine, and then v'achach nofo soko yayin nesach, and then after that, yayin nesach falls in. Roan es a yayin heter, we look at the yayin mutter wine, kilo eno, okay, we look at it as if it's not there, the mayim shenoflu, the water that fell in, Misharim Bahen, Ima Yayin Nesach, okay? That's measured with the Yayin Nesach, Im Ru'uni Levatal Tam Oso Yayin Nesach, Hare Mayim Rabin Olav, Vatlan Oso, Yekal Mutter. Since it's not the same min, if the water can go ahead and extinguish the Tam of the Yayin Nesach, then everything will be Mutter in that mixture. Alach Alam Be'ez, now Yayin Nesach Shanafa Al Ha'anavim, let's say Yese Yayin Nesach falls on grapes. Yadicham, just wash off the grapes, Vehim Mutaris Bachila. However, we might use mivukos, but if they're split open, bein shayayin yasham bein shayachadash, doesn't matter the age of the wine. Im no sein tam banavim, if tam's extruded into the grapes, harei elasur's bana, they're also to benefit from. Them lav, if not, harei elu mutaris bachil, if not, they're mutter to eat. Lachalama gimel, nanafal gabay te'inim, let's say the yayin nesach falls on figs, harei elu mutaros, they're mutter, they shayayin pogim batama te'inim. We've seen this before. Yayin makes figs taste worse. That's why the figs will be usher to eat, mutter to eat. Lamed dalet, yayin nesach shenafa al achitim. Let's say yayin nesach falls on wheat. Harei elo asuris b'achilu, mutaris b'ana. You can't eat the wheat, but you can benefit from it. Why? Well, you'll see in a second. Lo yim krim la'akum, shem yachzim yim krim l'israel. You can't sell the wheat to a non-Jew because you're afraid he's going to go ahead and sell it to a Jew.
Can't you?
What? Oh, so you don't sell to a non-Jew because you're afraid he's going to sell it to a Jew. Elaketz et oseh, what do? Tochin osa, you grind it up. The osa mehen pas, you make it into bread, and then umachor l'akum, you sell it to a non-Jew. Shalom b'fnei Yisrael, right? Not in front of a Jew. Kadesh lo yichol osa Yisrael min akum. So if I sell the bread to a non-Jew in his store, not in front of a Jew, I know that the Jew will never buy it. Sharei pas akum asura kamosh yisbar, because as we'll see, pas akum, bread that's baked by a non-Jew, is usher for us to consume. Lama ain't boken as achitim and osin tam. Why don't we check the wheat kernels to see if there's any flavor of yayin nesach in them? And they change shu'avos v'yayin nivlo behen, because basically they draw out the wine and it gets swallowed in completely, and therefore it will be useless to check it. And finally, lach alam and hey, yayin nesach shehichmitz. Let's say yayin nesach turns into vinegar. V'nafal so chometz shechar, and that falls into beer. Oser b'kolshu, it's usher any amount. And they shu b'mino, because it's mimino. Why? Is why is it min mimino? Because they're both vinegar. There's the yayin vinegar, and then there's the shechar vinegar. The yayin sheni sari v'machomets, but if wine mixes with vinegar, bein shenafal chomets yayin, bein shenafal yayin v'chomets, doesn't matter which falls into which one first. Misharan osa b'nosin tam. We rely on nosin tam since they're min v'she'en omino. Okay, we finished parak zayin. We will start parak yud zayin tomorrow.